Stood in the pasuk for Rabbanan. Was Rabbanan that argue in Ramey and say no? If somebody says a ray of light tiparim, he does not mean the Kabbalah's Naziris. Rabbanan said, Rabbanan hold no, that loy matzvis inish the midi the samach lay. A person does not mean to include what it says next to it. So when he says tiparim, he only means to bring upon himself birds, and that means nothing. You can't have the chiyuv to bring birds if you're not a nazir. So therefore, there's no Kabbalah's Naziris. Morris says, that's where Slokish is pshat. Reb Yechanan Omar, no. I'll tell you the Kula Yalma Loi Matfis. That no, person does not mean things that it says one next to another. So therefore, stand with the fact he said a Ralait Siparim, the reason why Remeya says he's a Nazir is not because in the same Pasuk it says sire here next to Siparim. We all think like that. Elahain the time of the Remeya. You know what the reason of Remeya is? Why? The person says, Hooray Elaiti Purim. Does he become a Nazir? Because the Chashinim were afraid, like maybe he meant to say, Shema Tzipurim Nazir Tomei Kibbalolof. Maybe what he went to do is makabal upon himself, that he should have a chiyuv to bring these type of birds. Now where does a Nazir bring these birds of Tzipurim? That's if a Nazir becomes Tomei. If a Nazir becomes Tomei, then he has to bring these birds, Shnei Tzipurim. So maybe that's what he meant to say. That is like Rashi says, Tiparin Nazir Tomei Kibbalolof means Pirish. Mitzvah Naziris. The Shaykhibu Tiparin Nazir Tomei Yemitma. He meant to makabel upon himself to be a Nazir, because in the Pasha of Naziris, there's a possibility to have to bring two birds. If you become Tomei, then you become Torah again, you have to bring these two birds, like we'll see later on in the Masechta. That's of Shan Rameya. That Chashinim were afraid, maybe that's what he meant. Fred Gemara, if you're only afraid, Michti, let's see. Chashinin karma means we don't know for sure that's what he meant. You have a doubt, like maybe that's what he meant. If so, Dilma Tzipurin Adava Kibbalolof. Who told you he meant to bring two birds? The Teres Adanozer brings it. Maybe he meant Stam to bring the Teres Adava. He could bring a carbon oil, carbon. He could bring an oil. He could bring the birds for carbon oil, the Teres Adava. So after the person says, Araya Laitzi Purim, I have a chiv upon myself to bring two birds, maybe he only means to bring them for a present, for Korban Eila, and it has nothing to do with Naziris. Sumer says, no, that we're not afraid about. Because in Cain, if that's what he really meant to say, Araya Laitzi Kan Mi Boile, he should have said the Lashon of Kan. That's the dareth that people bring a Korban Nedova. I tell you, stop, Tosis says, Araya Laitzi Kan Mi Boile, the dareth Noidve Nedova's Oilois Haif, Loima Veloshen Kan. That's the way people talk. When somebody wants to bring birds for a present to Hashem for Nedava, the Loshen is always Harei Alai Kan. I want to bring like a nest of birds. Since here he said Harei Alai Tziporim, most probably means the two birds that a Nazir Tomei has to bring. So what he meant to say is he wants to become a Nazir. For the Gemara, no, Vidilma may be still Harei Alai Tziporim Mitzayra Kama. Maybe what he meant to say is he wants to bring the Kabbonis of the Mitzairah. Like Taisha says, Kloima, Lishayev Kekorbe Mitzairah, Olehovi Tachtav Tziporim, Olehatzrichu Lelatarosoi, Efiluena Mitzairah Velefonov. Then maybe the person meant to bring the birds for a Mitzairah. Maybe, again, not Naziris. Like a Mitzairah, a person that has Tumas Mitzairah, he also has to bring these two birds for his Kabbonis. So the person says, Araya Lai Shnei Tziporim, maybe means as Chayvis to bring the birds, Viteras the Chiv of a Mitzairah. Again, how do we know that it means to bring it, Viteras and the Nazir? So Gemara says, the Teretz is, Kigoin Shoye Nazir Oivulafonif, Enachanami. The Mishnah again is talking about that a Nazir was walking by in front of you. And when you saw the Nazir walking by in front of you, you said, Araya Lai Tzikhet Tziporim. So what you meant to say is you want to have a chiyuv to be like this person, that there would be a time that you'll have to bring these two birds. Fred Gemara, but for Dilma Nazir Tomei, or the Poitra Min Karbonoisu Kamar, like maybe the person that was walking in front of you was a Nazir Tomei. He was a Nazir already, and he became Tomei. Now what you meant to say, Harei like it's Tziporim, maybe all you meant to say is, I'll take it upon myself to bring the birds for you. In other words, that person now was a Nazir Tomei. He has to bring two Tziporim. So if the other person that sees him says, Harei Alaki Tziporim, who tells you he means to say he wants to become a Nazir himself? Maybe he only means to say, I'll do you a favor and I'll bring the birds for you. But not that he means himself to become a Nazir. As a Moskash of Dilma, maybe Nazir Tommy, there's a Nazir Tommy walking in front of him, Ula Petrim in Kabinesov Kamar, and he only meant to say to Patrim from the Kerbin. So how do we know this person means to Makabal accept upon himself to be his own Nazir? And this Gemarain says, Kagoin Shahoya Nazir Tohor, Oyvul Afonif. No, we're talking about that the Nazir that was walking in front of this person was Tohor. So therefore, when you say Hareya like Kitziparim, you don't mean to say I want to bring your Kabbalists, because a Nazir that's Tor doesn't have a Chiv to bring Tziparim for his carbon. It's only a Nazir Tameh has the Chiv to bring Tziparim. So therefore, if you have a Nazir Tor walking in front of you, and you say Hareya like Kitziparim, you know what you mean to say? You mean to say that you want to be Mekabel upon yourself this mitzvah to become a Nazir, and in the parsha of Nazir, it's possible that maybe I'll have to bring the Sipurim. Like it's possible maybe I'll become Tomei later, and then I'll have the Chiyah to bring a Korban. But right now, since the person in front of you is Tohor, you can't say you mean to say you want to take upon yourself his Kavanas. Because right now he has no Chiyah to bring Sipurim, to bring the birds. So therefore, that's a Svara that in the Ramei holds, what a person means to say is, I want to be Mekabel upon myself to become a Nazir. So this is the way Rabbi Yechon learns the Pshat, and Rish Lakish says no, Rish Lakish before said that the Pshat from Rameyer is, even without a Nazir walking in front of you. According to Rish Lakish, the Svara was, that when you say like a Tziporim, you mean the Pasuk of Daniel, that talks about the hair and the Tziporim. So he meant to say you want to make a Kabbalah mitzvah with your hair, with the Tziporim, which means the mitzvah of Nazirus. Now the Gemara says, "My benayu, what's the difference between the two pshatim, between Rish Lakish's pshat and Reb Meir and Reb Yechanan's pshat?" So first of all, the Gemara says, "Ikra benayu kugoyin di Omar tziporin asmuchin l'sar alai." Now, the meaning is that the person speaks out clearly and says, "I want to accept upon myself tziporin birds that says near the pasuk of here." That Reb Yechanan, according to Reb Yechanan, af agav the yom hachri. Even though the person spoke like this, it doesn't mean anything. If there's a Nazir walking by in front of you, then we say yes. What you meant to say is you want to become a Nazir also. That's what you meant by Harei Alai Tziporim. But Eloi, but if a Nazir is not walking by in front of you, then Loi, then even though you spoke out clearly that you want to be Mekabel upon yourself, Tziporim, that's Smuchim the Sire, so what? It means nothing. According to Rabbi Yechon, the fact that there's a person of an eel that talks about birds and hair together does not mean one with the other. So there's no Kabbalah Nazirus yet. But according to Butler Reb Shimon ben Lakish, but according to Rish Lakish, Af agav diyei Nazir Rav Lefonov. Even though there's no Nazir walking in front of you, still, if a person says clearly, Harei Alai, Tziporin Asmuchim Masar, that's what you mean. You mean clearly that you want to become a Nazir. Now the Gemara is Takasha. Miyikulaman diyomer, is there anybody like Chur Takasha and Rabbi Yechanan? How could Rabbi Yechanan say that loy matvis inish bemilsei de samachlei? That when a person says something, he does not really mean the next thing that the person talks about. When you say one thing, you do not mean the other thing also. So Mari asks, like Rabbi Yechanan, you said nobody says that svara. Is it true? Can you say that nobody holds like that? For your time, you would learn like this. That ho'aymer yamin, Harezu Shvua. Somebody says, Yamin to Mekabel upon, Yamin to make a Shvua. So my time, what's the reason why? Why does Yamin mean a Shvua, you're swearing? Lav Mishum, isn't it because of this? The Pasuk says, Vayorem Yamino Yusmoilo Yel HaShemayim Vayish Pavachai Yoylam. That he says there in the Neil that he picked up his hands and he swore. So you see, it says in the same Pasuk, next to Shavua, it says the word Yeminai. So here we see the word Yemin means Shavua. So we see because of the smichas in the same pasuk that it says after, right before Vayishva, it says Yemin, so you see Yemin also means a Shavua. So of course, not like Rabbi Yechanan. So Gemara says, no, here's Natasha. Amri, I'll tell you, no, that's not the pshat in the Tesef in the Dorin. I'll tell you, Amri loy, Mishum di Yemin gufa yikri Shavua. You know why if somebody says the word Yemin, he means to swear? Because the word Yemin itself means a Shavua. The Tanya would learn like this. Mina yin loy me yamin. She shvua. How do we know somebody says the word yamin? That's the lashon of a shvua. Shenema, the pasuk says, nishpa Hashem b'yaminoi. The Kodesh Baruch Hu swears b'yamino with his right hand. In other words, yaminoi, that itself goes in the lashon of a shvua. So not because there's a smichas in the same pasuk that says in Daniel of ayorim yaminoi usmolei l'shmayim v'yishpa, not from that pasuk. It could be like a Yechnon. We don't dash in smuchim stam, it says one next to the same pasuk. But rather over here, yamin means shua, because the pasuk is clear in Yishayo, that nishba Hashem yaminoi. Vaito minayin liyoyma smoil, she shua. How do you know somebody says the word smoil? Also he means swearing, the left hand. Shenema says, uvizroya uzoi. Uvizroya means with left hand, that's uzoi, also lashon of a shua. So it could be not from the smichas of the pasuk, Vayorim Yemino Ismailo Shemayim Vayishba, but rather the psukim to say each one by itself means a lashon of a shvua. So therefore, it wouldn't be a kasher on Rabbi Yechon. As Rashi says, Shinema Vizroya Uzoi, may the Siv Yemino Iksiv Vizroya Uzoi, Alma Dizroya Haino Smail. The pasuk before said Yemin, your right hand. Now it says Vizroya Uzoi, it has to mean the left hand. So the kids, that's the machlokes of Yochanan Shlokish. What was the pshat in Reb Meir? Why if you say Hareya like Kitziporim, do you mean to Makabo Nazirus? The Shlokish says because of the smichas of the pasuk in Daniel that it says Sar here next to Tziporim. And if Yechon says, no, we're talking about that a Nazir is walking in front of you. And if a Nazir is walking in front of you, and then you say, Hareya like Kitziporim, you meant to say you want to become a Nazir, which has Chiyuvim when you become Tomei, to bring these Tziporim. The Mishnah says like this, Hareini Nazir Menachatzanim. If somebody says, I want to become a Nazir, not eat the shells of grapes. Or Menazagim, from the pits of the grapes. Chatzanim and Zagin. Really, I think later on we'll have some machlokes exactly what does each one mean. One are the shells and one are the pits. Somebody just says like a lashon of one, I'm a kalapa, I want to be a nazir, not to eat the shells or not to eat the pits. But mina tekalachas, because it says I want to become a nazir, not to take a haircut. He only says one part of the halachas of a nazir. Like all these halachas apply to a nazir. If somebody becomes a real nazir, he can't drink wine, he can't eat the grapes, he can't take a hikkur, he can't be metama lemesim. But now the chiddush of our Mishnah is, he doesn't say generally he's mekabel all the halachis, he just says he's hareini nazir for this one halacha. Hareini nazir menachatzanim, I'm becoming a nazir just not to eat the shells, or else from the pits, or else just not to take a hikkur, or else menatumah. I'm becoming a nazir just not to be able to touch mesim, to touch dead people. A nazir can't be metama lemesim. So our Mishnah says the chiddush, harei ze nazir. You automatically become a regular nazir, v'chol dikduke nazirus alav. And you have all the halachas of a regular nazir. Even though your Kabbalah was only on one mitzvah, but that's the halacha. That's also considered a Kabbalah's nazirus, that you automatically also to all the halachas of a nazir. Gemara says, good. Just mostly like this. Mas nisim the like Rabbi Shimon. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya will not Rabbi Shimon oimer ein achaya v'atsheyid mikulam. Shimon says, no, you don't become a nazir until you mekabel upon yourself all the halachas of nazirus. You have to make a kabbalah for everything. For Rabbanan, I'm Rabbanan say no. Afilu le nazir ella b'chad min hain hevi nazir. The Rabbanan say, even if you only mekabel nazirus, for one prat, for one halacha of the nazirus, that's also considered a good kabbalah, and you automatically become also with all the halachas. So Kisa Mishnah goes like the Rabbanan, not the Rabbi Shimon. Now the Gemara explains, what's the machlokes? For the Gemara, my time with the Rabbi Shimon. What's Rabbi Shimon's svara that a kabbalah's nazirus has to be for all the halachas, and not just for one? Because Omar Kron, the Pasuk says, Mikol asher yase migefen hayayin mechatzanim v'yadzag. Mikol asher yase mashmi, you have to be mekabel from everything. I tell you something on top of the Dalet. Mikol asher yase migefen hayayin alma de mikula and tzorach lahazir. Mashmi, the kabbalah's nazirus has to be for everything. That's what Shimon Svara. I say this, v'im toimar, v'akata tikalachas v'tumo lo sheminin, we don't hear yatim akabal to become, not to touch your mace, or not to touch, cause you hear, v'shlein nekibu l'golulon, v'yayin u'adin atzol akabal gamut lachas. Once the pasuk says, by hilkas yayin, you have to makabal upon yourself all the halachas. So from this we learn out, it means you have to makabal all the halachas of Nazirus. And if you leave out one halacha, you're not a Nazir according to Rabbi Shimon. That's Rabbi Shimon's svara. Mora says, Barabonin, my time, what's the reason of the Rabbonin? On Makro, the pasuk says, Miyayin v'sheicher yazir. It says it over a second time, like Tais explains. Mashma filu b'chad hevi nazir. Even just from one you become a nazir. To akvak siv mikol asher yasim gefin. It said already one time you're also to drink anything that comes out of the wine, the grapes. Lomu l'michtav miyayin v'shecher. We'll have to say a second time, miyayin v'shecher. El lashmina v'yafil l'nada kiim b'chad mehani v'chal naziros alav. Even if you own a mekabal naziros from one of the halachis, you automatically a nazir for everything. That's the Rabbanan Svara, it says next to Pasuk, Miyayin v'sheicha yazim, is even if you're only mekabel, one halacha, just not to drink the wine, you automatically become also with everything. Freddy Gemari of Sol, Rabbi Shimon, Ami Aksiv, Miyayin v'sheicha yazir. What does Rabbi Shimon do with the second Pasuk? It's also like extra, you should teach us, even a Kabbalah from one halacha makes you a Nazir. So Mar says, no, Rabbi Shimon needs it for something else. Hahu mi boilei, we need this pasuk lesa yayin mitzvah ki yayin rishus. When you mechabel to become a nazir, you not only also to drink regular wine, but even wine of a mitzvah. We'll soon see what the case is. If there's a mitzvah for you to drink wine, now when you become a nazir, the Yisra Naziris stops you from drinking the wine. That the Yisra Naziris is lesa yayin mitzvah ki yayin rishus. Once the Naziris is chalas, even also on the yayin of a mitzvah. So Murray asked the Kasha, Mahi, what type of a mitzvah, where is there a mitzvah to drink wine? If you want to tell me Kedushta of the Avdalta, that Kiddush on Shabbos, and Avdalo on Shabbos, you have to drink wine. So the Shad Hayigur is here. For the Gemara,